Okay, so I doubt that you have a countdown clock. Do you have a count? You're counting down to the midterm elections?
No, that's, they do that on MSNBC, I think.
They do it for you. Okay, but there are political analysts and certainly candidates who probably are counting down the days. And another person who's counting down those days is takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein, but that's because you're trying to get all your coverage in before the midterms come. She's been going to all the visiting the districts around the country that are actually in play, and she just returned from Stark County in Northeast Ohio, where the 16th Congressional District. It's actually turning into a surprising battleground there. The incumbent, who is freshman Democrat Don Bocchieri, took office in 2008 when Republican Ralph Regula retired. Now Bocchieri is in a battle to keep his job. He's hanging on tooth and nail, right, Andrea?
That's right.
Well, it's a big it was a big manufacturing town. Clearly, it's not so anymore. So what are voters motivated by now in Stark County?
It's Canton, Ohio, where I was, it's about an hour south of Cleveland. And this is a town that really once was something. It has these gorgeous old Art Deco buildings now boarded up. Dozens of companies in the last 10 years have left. Hoover, Ford, Canton Provisions, Bliss, tons of manufacturers. And people are really struggling because they don't know. They know what they once were, but they don't know what they're once going to be. And everybody had this sense of sort of desperation. And over again in the district, I kept hearing, where's the change? Where's the change? And I got a chance to speak to the incumbent congressman, John Bocchieri, the Democrat, who took office just 2 years ago.
Not many people in Canton know his name because he's brand new. He's a newbie.
And I asked him sort of, you know, what he was hearing, because he voted for the health care bill. He voted for the stimulus. And I asked him, how's that playing in your district? This is what he said.
Folks are uneasy. They're uncertain. They're concerned about the economic mess that we just came through. And they're being made more anxious, quite frankly, by the special interest groups that are out there spending money to confuse people, disorient them. And that's been the most tragic part of this.
Okay, well, the economy is a big issue anywhere in the country, but how exactly, are both the parties using specifics? How are they actually using this to speak to voters?
Well, one of the things that's happening in Ohio is there is this incredible flood of political advertising that is just poisonous. So-and-so didn't pay taxes. So-and-so sent jobs to China. So-and-so took away your jobs. There's literally an advertisement on television which shows the American flag unraveling. So there's a very sort of high emotional level of rhetoric, which pretty much says everybody that's in should be out. And I actually got a chance to go to a rally with the candidate for lieutenant governor, a former judge, Yvette McGee Brown, African-American woman. And she was arguing, we're not responsible for this. Now, listen to what she said.
I gave you the facts to make the case, but I need you to go out and say to the voters, look, I get you're angry. I understand this economy has been hard on people, but you got to remember who brought this economy down. It was not the Democrats.
And after the rally, this was sort of in a plaza in downtown in Canton, and I went and I talked to some of the people who were just there eating lunch, listening to this, and I tried to find out whether these arguments were persuasive. Now, in Ohio, people have already started to vote, and these were people
voting,
who said,
right.
we've put in our ballots already. Here's what they said. Were you persuaded by what you heard today?
No.
No, you reject it.
Pretty much.
Anyone else? How about you? Were you persuaded by what you heard today? No? No? Anybody? You? None of you?
I'm making a full change on everybody, I think, this year.
Everybody who's in goes out?
Pretty much, I think so.
But okay.
What's the real trend here, though? I mean, the idea of a freshman Democrat being turned out of office in a midterm. I mean, I remember after Watergate, Jerry Ford's district went Democratic for the first time in like almost a century, and it turned around in 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, this is a complicated district because it was historically held by a moderate Republican. But this county, I mean, it really goes both ways. Stark County voted for Obama in 2008, voted for Bush in 2000. Hmm. And if you look at how it's voted for different candidates for governor, it really is a classic swing county. There is no predictable allegiance. So, you know, one of the big sort of enemies of the people, really, you know, or one of the big enemies of the Democrats here is that people are, you know, not wanting to vote. They're very skeptical. Even if they say, I'm a Democrat, there are people who said, I voted for Obama. I'm sorry that I did. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are saying, I'm too busy this year. I've got too many problems. I can't vote. And there is a sense, even among Democrats, that everything they're trying isn't working. Here's a woman named Tina Sherman. And I asked her, you know, well, what do you think about the president's idea? He wants to spend all this money on roads and put people back to work. What do you think about that? Here's what she said.
I don't think big companies care a damn about the roads. They care about their bottom line. That's what they care about, and that's why they're moving all the companies overseas, because labor is cheaper over there than it is over here.
This isn't really a Republican or Democrat mood, either anti or for, though. This is just throw everyone out who's in. I mean, that's what literally what she said. It's not a vote for or against any party.
It's true, although the Democrats happen to have the governor's office in Ohio. They have, you know, obviously the presidency in this district. They have the congressional race. And I went and I did speak to the Republican who is running. And I said, well, look, you're going to be the beneficiary of all this anti-incumbent sentiment. So if you're elected, how are you going to govern where everybody just hates everybody that's in office? And here's what he said.
Well, clearly there's not bipartisan today, because the Democrats have laid out plans that that most Americans don't like.
What's his name? He's the Republican.
His name is Jim Renacci, and he is a businessman. He's making this argument that Republicans are making around the country. I'm a businessman. I've created jobs. Now, that's coming back to bite them a little bit, because people like the idea of small businessmen created jobs. But once you start saying you're big business, you're a big bank, you sent jobs to China, I'm beginning to see a little bit of skepticism there. And there's also a Libertarian candidate running in this district, Jim Blevins. So some people are saying, well, I might go there. Because this other guy, I'm not so sure. It's all, you know, and it's a lot because of these very poisonous television ads they've seen.
Well, but the question is that they may not even get the turnout that they need for anybody to have any kind of big win.
I think it's pretty much guaranteed it will be much lower than in 2000.
What's the matter with Canton?
Andrea Bernstein, political correspondent for The Takeaway and for our partner WNYC. And let's tell us about your local election, what matters for voters where you are. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can follow all of our election coverage. Get the latest from Andrea and from Todd Zwillick and for I Today. That's at thetakeaway.org/elections.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.